Hello and welcome to our Transforming Lives program with Isagenics. My name is Kirsty Cody, your host, and thanks for listening in today. We've got a beautiful lady on the program that has got an incredible, inspiring story. Her name is Janet Anderson. She actually has her master's in social work. She's a licensed independent clinical social worker. She's a motivational speaker, an author. She owns a mental health outpatient clinic. She's a busy woman. She's married. She has children. On top of that, she coaches track and field. Like, her background is fantastic. And earlier on in her life, she actually was an all-American pole vaulter, you guys. So she actually competed at the first women's NCAA Division III national track meet, which is kind of fun. So obviously has a passion for it, and since then has coached for the last 16 years track and field athletes. And so she does that on top of this amazing professional career and being a mom. And of course, as you can imagine, she discovered Isagenics in May of 2013. So she's also enjoying the products and building her team. The name of her team is called Team Lighthouse. Her current rank is manager, and we're just excited to have you with us, Janet. So welcome.
Thank you. Listening to that just gave me goosebumps. I am honored to be able to share my story, to share Team Lighthouse's story, and just be able to plant seeds of like hope in so many people who are listening right now. And maybe they're, you know, like wherever they are listening, that I hope that their heart opens, their eyes open, and that they can hear the message that they need to hear to move forward in their life. So I just really want to thank you for having me on today.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, your story is inspiring. As I had made mention, you've lost a significant amount of weight. So those that are listening in today, if that's you, whether it's 30 pounds, 50 pounds, 100 pounds, 200 pounds, 300 pounds, Janet's story is going to be an inspiration to you. Her journey is incredible. And oh, by the way, Janet, when I mentioned that you are an author, we're very excited for you. And also you have a second one that's in the works that's going to be published shortly here too as well, correct?
Yes. And it was several years ago, right around when Isagenics entered my life. I was laying my boys down to bed and I was doing prayer and meditation, and I got this like strong sense, and it was like, Janet, you need to write a book on joy. And I was like, what? I don't know anything about writing a book. And I was like, you need to write a book on joy. All of the people that you need, the resources are going to fall into place. And everything did. Isagenics fell into place. My team and support. I have to shout out to Kim Cullen, my enrolling sponsor, who never gives up on me and who, I want to cry, but like those people come into your life and they see the light that's inside you before you even recognize it in yourself. And everything fell into place. And the book that I co-authored, that's the international bestseller, that chapter that I wrote is part of the bigger book on joy that is in the works. It's with my editor right now, and we're fine-tuning it. So super exciting to be a part of that.
I love that. Well, congratulations on that. That's huge. And I hear the emotion in your voice, especially when you're talking about Kim and her being there. She obviously being your coach. Tell us how you actually got started in May of 2013. How did you discover Isagenics?
Kim was in my life, and she said, Janet, you should just try this food. It's worked for me. She also has lost 100 pounds and part of the 100-pound club. And I said to her no, and she kept asking. And in not a pushy way, but in a very loving and compassionate way. And I finally like said, okay, I'll buy some Isopro from you for after my workouts. And kind of almost to like have her stop asking.
Yeah.
That was the first Isagenics product that I bought. But then I went in, I think I bought that retail from her. And then when I joined, I bought a box, a 30-day system, and I gifted it to my mom. And I said, Mom, I bought this. I know you wanted to lose some weight. Will you try it and tell me, let's just see if it works. Well, my mom lost 30 pounds and then I was like, okay, now I will try it. So I wish for helping me with that too.
That's fun. 30 pounds off of mom. That's exciting. Especially, you know, the older we get, the harder it is, or it can be, in losing weight. And so for someone to get a little box and magically drop 30 pounds is pretty exciting. So obviously that did something for you, and you got started probably, my guess would be, pretty seriously on the system, correct?
Yes. Yeah. Well, okay. You can ask the next question.
Well, my next question was going to be, well, not necessarily a question, but I want you to share with everybody how many pounds you've released, and give us like pant sizes too. I mean, whatever you want to share based on results and measurement of before Isagenix versus right now, what has taken place?
So right now I have lost 110 pounds. I am not sure what my pant size was when I started, other than that they were very big. But what I have noticed is I am at a heavier weight than I was when I was competing very competitively in pole vault, but I am smaller inches. So I'm in a smaller pant size and weigh more than I did when I was in the best shape of my life. Well, I really consider I'm in the best shape of my life right now, especially nutritionally, and physically and emotionally. But that was so mind-blowing to me that I could be in a smaller size of pants, but way more than what I did. But still, it's almost, it's like hard to grasp. People talk about it, and it's like, no, that really does happen, because muscle is smaller in size than fat is.
Yes, yes. And so did you measure any inches? Did you ever do your calculations on inches?
I did, but I haven't looked at what those inches are when I started.
Yeah. And just give us your weight one more time as far as how many pounds lost.
110.
I'm so excited. Guys, just think about that. 110 pounds. Like, that is so amazing. And I want to just take a second for those that are listening in and saying, you know, okay, how is it that Janet could be actually a smaller pant size, but weigh more? And the bottom line is density. Muscle weighs more than fat. So, I mean, that's how it happens. I remember there was a doctor that joined Isagenix way back in the beginning. And this is way before we even had, you know, the 30 day as we know it today. And she released, she went from a size 4 to a size 0. So if you can imagine, she was very petite, but she gained 18 pounds. Whoa. And so to drop 2 pant sizes, but gain 18 pounds, she looked so good. And it's amazing what happens to the body when you put good stuff in it. So Janet, I say kudos to you for sticking with it, dropping and releasing that much weight. And I guess where I want to spend some time with you right now is that in that journey, what happened emotionally? Was it tough to stay the course? Did you have ebbs and flows in your journey? And I just want you to be really raw and transparent with us, because I know that there's a lot of people that might be listening to this that maybe they have 150 pounds to lose as well. What can they expect?
Well, I look back at, like, how did this happen to me? How was I a competitive all-American pole vaulter and then get to a point where I didn't recognize myself in the mirror? And I talk about that a lot, the mirror, facing the mirror. And when I look back now, I realized, oh my gosh, this was just part of my bigger journey and what I'm supposed to be doing and helping people. But we all have this mirror that we need to face in our life, metaphorically. And for me, when I had to face the mirror and I was 250 pounds, and I didn't recognize myself, I had to make a decision that I was going to move forward. And I didn't know where I was going to go or what I was going to do, but I knew I was going to move forward. And I think that we all have those times in our life, if it's weight, if it's a relationship, if it's job, if it's health, that if it's something from our past, from when we were younger, and we need to face the mirror and we have to take responsibility for everything that we do that's conscious or unconscious in our lives. And we also have to not take responsibility for things that are not ours. So when I look back, when I was facing the mirror, what had happened to me, how did I get to this point, is all my unconscious stuff that I thought I had worked out, I hadn't. I hadn't really been seeing it. I hadn't been seeing the mental noise around my body image. I hadn't been seeing the mental noise around self-love and how to do that wherever you are. And I'm kind of stubborn. So the only way my unconscious could do that was to bring me to a point where I faced the mirror and I couldn't deny it anymore. And when you have that moment in your life, just lean into it. And there was an exercise my trainer did for me after the 100 pounds and I self-sabotaged back, gained 30. And then it was like, oh my gosh, I've got more work to do. He made me put a picture of myself at, I have a picture. That's my before picture of me facing the mirror. And he made me put it on my phone. And I was like, why are you making me put this on my screensaver? I hate this picture. I hide. I didn't want anyone to see me. And he's like, I want you to put it on your phone. And I trusted him. So I put it on my phone. And so every time I picked up my phone, here's this picture of myself that I hated. And then there was a moment where it hit me and I just started bawling. I just started weeping. And I realized, oh my gosh, this girl in the mirror, this girl in this photo, I owe her everything. She is more brave than I am right now in my skinny jeans. She is the one who faced the fear that I had, and she didn't back down. And when you do that, when you're at that spot with whatever it is, if it's weight, if it's relationships, if it's finances, know that that person in the mirror is the one who's going to get you through it.
Very powerful. I think when you said lean into it, when you come to that moment in life where you're facing reality, it takes a lot of courage to do that. It takes a lot of courage to, like you said, lean into that moment and to make some changes and make some shifts. What would be your advice for those when it comes to just taking it day by day and having, you know, one foot in front of the other and forward progress and staying the course and not getting frustrated and staying kind of in that positive mindset? What's your advice there?
My advice is to, and it kind of comes from my research on joy that I was doing. And during my own journey in the trenches of your own life, and you're doing it and you've got your support system around you, you need to have your support system. I had this like visual come to me because I didn't want to go back to how I looked when I was 25 and super fit and being able to do like 40 push-ups and or pull-ups at one time and pole vaulting really high. I wanted to move forward because I didn't want to erase all of the growth that I had and wisdom I'd gained. And when I was in the trenches, I had this like visual come to me. And the visual was, I knew I had this inner light in me, this light, this Janet-ness that was there, and I could feel it. And I truly believe that we have a body that's congruent with that light. So there's a Janet body that goes with the Janet light. There is a Kirsten body that goes with your light. And I wanted that. I wanted it to be congruent. I didn't need a six pack. I wanted it to be Janet. So when you're looking at how do I move forward, finding you is what's important and looking for that light. So this visual came to me. It was like I had this light and I was caved in a mind. The mind had caved in and there were rocks all around me. And I knew I had to start going to work and I had to start pulling those rocks out of the way. And then there was a point where all of a sudden on the other side of the rocks that had caved in, other people started showing up and I could hear them. And that's a support team. When you make the decision, those people are going to show up because we need them. And they started removing the boulders and the rocks on the other side. And then I knew that there would be a point where you would break through. And so what I found in my research about joy is we all have this internal light within us, and it's like our internal spring of joy. And when we do the work and remove the boulders, because none of us are immune to human pain and suffering, we're all going to have that stuff there. And when we remove the boulders, the other people are going to show up, and there's this breakthrough point. And we're all born with that internal spring of joy. It can't be destroyed. We just get out of tune with it. So it starts with this faith and believing in that light. And the person who shared Isagenics with you believes in that light. So sometimes you need to lean on their belief until you start feeling it yourself. And then other people are going to start showing up.
Yeah, that's very powerful. And you know, listen, the bottom line is that when people are embarking on this emotional journey, this physical transformation, they're using a system that is honestly, in my personal opinion, the world's most incredible system that can feed, nourish, and provide amazing results if you use it correctly. You know, but really, it's a matter of asking yourself, is it working? It is. Is it working? It is, even 1 pound, 2 pounds, 3 pounds, 10 pounds at a time. And you hit that 100-pound mark 2 years into your journey, correct? You were inducted into the 100-pound club in 2015?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Congratulations. Oh, my gosh. How did that feel?
That was surreal. It still is kind of surreal. Like, how did I get to that spot? How did I get to where I am now? Being on stage at Celebration, being in front of that huge, humongous that huge crowd.
Yeah, like 18,000 people.
It's just amazing. And it's interesting because so many people will look at me now at my weight and they don't, I'll show them my before picture and they're like, oh my gosh, I never would have guessed that you struggled or that you would have looked like that. Or, you know, people don't realize that they see you where you're at. And I find it's really surreal. It still is.
Mm-hmm. All right. So let's talk about your day-to-day regime. So was it two shakes and a meal with some snacks mid-morning and mid-afternoon? What did you do on a day-to-day basis?
I had a shake. A shake for breakfast is a must because it starts you off in that protein pacing and everything is just so even keel. It's like being on a bike. Like my body felt like it was on a bike on a really good gear where you just kind of cruise and it's easy and effective. So starting every day with a shake is huge. And then usually around 10 o'clock, I will have a protein snack. I anchor everything in protein and whey protein. Our whey protein is phenomenal. So a snack. And then for lunch, I usually, if I'm at the office here, I will have an Isagenics chocolate decadence bar. That is my love. Or I will make a shake. And then I have like a 3 o'clock protein snack. I usually do my workout after work. So around 3 o'clock, I might have my Amped Nox. I love that. I love my Amped Power, my branched chain amino acids of Amped Recover afterwards. And then a healthy meal that's anchored in protein and veggies.
Yum. That sounds so good. As far as recipes are concerned, I would assume that with that meal, that prepared meal in the evening, you're sitting down with your family and eating dinner.
Yes.
Yeah. Important. What about workouts?
Workouts. So I find this amazing too. So when I was competing in pole vault and track, I would work out like 2 times a day, every like 6 days a week. And maybe that 7th day was like an easy run. I was working out all the time. And now, when I was losing the 100 pounds, I worked out once a week and I focused on nutrition. And then there was a point in time where I started adding 2 workouts a week. So I mainly, even now, I do 2 to 4 workouts a week and 30 minutes, maybe an hour. And I learned that it's not about working out harder, it's about working smarter, more effective, more efficient, and fueling your body with the food that it needs to, you know, become the miracle that it is.
Yeah, that's exciting. It's so true. And hey, based on your master's and being a licensed independent clinical social worker, I mean, you are helping patients all the time. These patients witnessed your transformation from, you know, month to month, or, you know, quarter to quarter, whatever the case is. So that had to have led to questions of, you know, Janet, what are you doing? So at some point, did you start incorporating nutrition into your practice?
Well, yeah, because that's exactly what kind of happened, is people were like, Janet, what are you doing? And I was like, well, I'm eating the superfood, and it's amazing. You have so much energy. And the first thing people notice was what we call our isoglow. They're like, Janet, your skin is glowing from underneath. And that is such a sign of nutrition. And so people started asking me. And what really happened is that's when Team Lighthouse really launched, and the life coaching business for me really launched, because I was able to talk about nutrition. And the way I focus on, I call it the triad of health. We focus on superfood nutrition. We partner with Isagenics because they have the top line nutritional products. They have systems that are easy. They have a support system, all of the app that allows you to track your calendars, all of these amazing support systems. So we focus on that nutrition and intermittent fasting. The research around our cleanse protocol and intermittent fasting is so amazing. If people haven't Googled intermittent fasting and superfood nutrition and our adaptogenic herbs, Google that, because that will really raise your understanding of what is in our food. And then we focus on personal development, really looking at, you have to work on your identity. And I think about the Healthy Mind and Body program that Isagenics has, and how that really helps you shift who you are, your identity. Because I experienced that. I lost the 100 pounds, but my brain was still thinking I was like at 180 pounds. So I ended up self-sabotaging back to that. So I had to get into the Healthy Mind and Body program. I had to do self-development. Going to events is the number one way I have done self-development besides the day-to-day. And then in the Triad of Health, we focus on body movement. So I incorporate Isagenics and all of the different aspects in my work with anyone who enters my life. If it's a client, if it's someone who's coming for therapy, we talk about that. If it's someone that's coming for life coaching, if it's through my motivational speaking, it is a necessity to have those components.
Absolutely. I can't agree with you more. I am who I am today because of everything that you just said, with events, Rod Harrison, David Wood, Tony Robbins, Susan Sly, everybody. It's just like, there are so many people that have contributed to me as a person and helped to mold and shape me into who I am today. But until you can submerge yourself or put yourself into situations or in an environment with these people, then you're really not going to, it's not that you're not going to shift and change, but you're not going to shift and change, I guess, at lightning speed. I like to call it lightning speed. I mean, it would have taken me 40 years to do what I did in 10 years with personal growth and development, because I was consistent on it and put myself in the right environment and surrounded myself with the right people. So yeah, it's critical. And that, I love that you bring all of that up, because obviously that's a very important part of your journey in helping you physically transform, is while you were emotionally and mentally transforming as well. Very powerful stuff. Okay, so in wrapping it up, just maybe a tip, a golden tip that you could pass on to all of our listeners, especially for those that are really, they've just started their Isagenics journey. They have a lot of weight that they want to release. They want to transform their bodies in a big way. What would be a golden tip, a bit of advice?
Well, that's a big one. let me just be still with that for a moment. So my golden tip kind of comes from my breakthrough moment. Remember how I was saying in the mind shaft that was caved in, and there's a breakthrough moment. There's a moment where you break through that rock. You've been working. You've had faith in your inner light, and you've been working, and the people around you have shown up, and they've been working. And then there's this breakthrough moment. And I had it probably like 2 months ago. So look at how long that has taken to transform fully and continue to grow. But I was on a run, and I just had this like drop to your knees and give thanks for all of this amazing abundance and people in your life. And I thought that would look kind of silly, so I didn't do that. But I kept running, and all of a sudden this visual happened. And I listen to soul music when I run, too, music that really touches me. And I'm running, and all of a sudden the rocks break away. Literally, the visual of the rocks break away, and I could see that they were behind me. And I realized, like, oh my gosh, I just broke through. And I instantly started crying on my run. And the next words that came into my head were, Janet, you are safe. And you were always safe. And run as fast as you can forward. There is so much more in store for you. So when I think about people who are at the beginning stages, they're facing the mirror, they're going to have to, I refer to it as walk through the facade of fear. And I want you to know from my breakthrough moment that you were safe the whole time. And it was already within you. And so my golden tip is to truly believe that you are capable and worthy, and innately it is within you, and to keep believing in that.
So powerful. Wow. Janet, thank you so much for being with us today and sharing your inspirational story and just ending it on that note. No doubt there's going to be listeners that will take that and it'll help them along their journey. True inspiration. Congratulations on so many things. Your international bestseller, your physical transformation, your mental, your emotional transformation. We're just super excited for you. And thank you for staying the course. And like I said, being able to share your story and inspire so many, and for being on with us today. Thank you.
Thank you so much. I want to thank Jim and Kathy Coover for doing their work so they could create this amazing ripple effect and the ability for me to help and impact so many different lives. It really is a blessing and an honor to be able to share my story and
so
to be
beautiful
with you today.
Ah, thank you. And yeah, Jim and Kathy, aren't they amazing? We have such an incredible team too, that they have put in charge of various different departments that are all here to support us. And we couldn't be more grateful. So, and for those of you that are listening in, thank you for being with us as well. And make sure that your team members know where to find this audio. isogenicspodcast.com. You can subscribe for free and download these little suckers and take them on the go with you, and just tap into some inspiration, some education and knowledge. And with that being said, best of health and best of success. Until next time, take care. Bye-bye. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Earning levels for Isagenix independent associates that appear in this publication are examples and should not be construed as typical or average. Income level achievements are dependent upon the individual associate's business skills, personal ambition, time, commitment, activity, and demographic factors. For average earnings, see the Isagenix independent associate earnings statement found at www.isagenixearnings.com. The weight loss testimonials presented only apply to the individuals depicted, cannot be guaranteed, and should not be considered typical. A 2008 university study showed statistically significant weight loss of 7 pounds during the first 9 days of the cleansing and fat-burning system. As with any health or fitness program, a sensible eating plan and regular exercise are required in order to achieve long-term weight loss. If you are pregnant, nursing, diabetic, on medication, have a medical condition, or on a weight control program, consult your physician before using Isagenix products or making any other dietary changes. continue if an adverse event occurs.